Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're in part 180 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is program number 282, and if you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways how to receive it. You are able now to receive a CD or an audio tape. And if you are not able to afford a Bible, we'll send you one of those also. It's all free of charge, postage and handling taken care of. And I know that you'll receive a condensation of the prophecies in the Old Testament as to who Jesus is and when he would come to earth, God as a man would come to earth. And I have written that book. It's entitled The Messiah. And we have some testimonials, we have music, and an important message regarding Saddam Hussein's hanging yesterday morning. But right now, let's go to the throne of the living God and ask him to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your wonderful holy name for eternal life. We thank you for the will that you've given me. You've given everybody a will, but the will that you gave me is to do your will. And Lord, the only way people are going to enter the kingdom of heaven is to make it their will to do your will. Anyone doing anything else, Lord, they're just begging to go to the pit of hell and the lake of fire. I pray, Lord, that the things that you do on this tape are directly from heaven. I pray that they're directly from heaven so that the people in the world will be able to see the things that are going on here on earth, that they can see that these were foretold many thousands of years ago by you. You know the end at the same time that you knew the beginning. The earth, it just sickens me, Father, when I hear people saying that the earth is millions of years old or 50,000 years old, when in reality you created the heaven and the earth 7,000 years ago. Or actually, it's 6,000. We're going into the 7,000th year. Now, scientists are wrong, but you are right. So this is what you say, and I believe you. And people that don't believe you are just saying they want to go to hell. Eve didn't believe you. She didn't believe that if she ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that she'd go to that she'd die and go to hell. But she did die, and because that she believed that you were going to come to earth as a man and shed your blood, because there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood, that as she believed that, so therefore because of her belief on your atoning blood and on your mighty work of salvation to restore people back into your family. Now, many people don't want to be in your family today, Lord, and so you stated if they don't want to, then they must burn eternally. That's their choice. A lot of people say today that, how could a loving God do that? How could you don't do that, Lord? You give them an option to get on the boat or drowned. Actually, the reality of it is to get on the solid, on the mountain, your mountain, the kingdom of heaven, or burn forever in hell in the lake of fire. Everyone makes the choice. We have the right to choose whichever we will. And the Lord, you said that you won't stop us. You didn't make us robots, but you made us human beings with a will to choose if we will believe you or believe the different people, the liars in this world that are saying that the same thing as they said to Eve. There's no hell. There's no heaven. There's nothing. A fool has said in his heart, there's no God even. But yet we can tell by the things we see in the universe and the perfect mechanism of everything that there is you, that you are there. And I saw you. You appeared before me with my eyes wide open, and you led me to do the things that I'm doing. And I know, and I've proven it, when I do the things you say that you're supposed to do, that a person's supposed to do, you bless me above anybody that I know. Some idiots out there, Father, will say, well, do you have more money than Donald Trump? Yes, I do. Because that man is, as far as I know, he went bankrupt. I read his book, Father, and he has loans up over his head. If I had 10 cents, he even said to one of his girlfriends, do you see that man selling pencils on the street over there? And she said, yes. He says, he has more money than I do because I owe billions of dollars and he doesn't owe anything. He owns all that money in that hat of his there, where people are throwing money in it. So, you know, everything that glitters in this world is not gold. There isn't anything in this world that is of any value except your word. Your word is your bond. You, when you say something, we're to fear it, because if we commit adultery, fornication, lesbianism, we don't love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we're not going to heaven. But we make that choice ourselves. And so I pray, Lord, that you'll open the eyes, the ears, and the hearts and souls of the people in the radio land, that they will be able to understand your word and understand the consequences of that which will happen to them if they make the wrong choice. And I pray that you'll give them the understanding, the wisdom, and knowledge of what will happen to them if they make the right choice. Lord, I ask it in the name of Jesus that souls will be saved and the church strengthened. In Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, I want to tell you a little story about Sue and myself. Susie was dying of cancer, and she used to tell me, we were on Pat Robertson's program, we made an appearance there, and several others, like Jim Baker, when we thought he was straight, we went on that program, and several others, and they all started calling me the Christian Perry Como. And Susie says, no, sing like Elvis for me. Sing a few songs and like Elvis. Because she knew I could sound like different singers. And I said, Sue, I just don't feel like that. Please don't ask me to do that. And she says, you're going to be sorry one of these days, Tony, that I asked you to do that. And you wouldn't. And then you'll remember that, and I'll haunt you with that when I'm gone. And I said, okay, Susie, so here's my version of sounding like Elvis, but I really was singing it from my heart. It's called Stand By Me, all right? And this is meaning the Lord, Lord, stand by me in this wicked world. My version of Elvis. Told me that was Elvis on her, and I said, no, that's me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, now who rules wind and water?
Stand by me.
growing old and feeling. Stand by me. Well, I'm growing old and feeble. Stand by me. Well, I've done the best I can, and my friends misunderstand. Now who'd ever lost in that world? Stand by me.
Stand by me.
Now who'd ever lost in that world? Stand by me.
I've got a son, two sons. One's 46 and the other one is 47. And I've got a 15-year-old son. And the other one is 12 or 13. I can't recall. What is he, 13 now? Yeah, 13. And I've got a little daughter that's 5 and a half. And so, my son Mike, who's 46 or 47, he said, he just came to visit me, he lives in Florida, and he said, we've been listening to Elvis on your radio program, him and his wife, Christy. I said, what? I looked at Sharon, I asked her, did I ever play Elvis on the radio, on my radio? She said, no. And I said, oh, so it just recalled, they just came in today, and it just made me recall the whys of all that. And I said, no, that wasn't Elvis, that was me, because of Susie, all right? But that one doesn't sound as much like Elvis as some of the other ones. I'm going to play another one at the end of the program called So High, and that's with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, and maybe you'll think, I really don't think I sound like him that much, but it pleased Susie, and we're supposed to please Our Lady, especially when she was such a godly woman. Okay, and so we just joked around about her haunting me. We know better than that. Okay, now we have some testimonies, and where is the first one from, Lydia?
It's from Kumasi, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, let me hear it, please.
Dear servant of God, Pastor Tony Alamo, I am Andrew, and I have received your literature. May God bless you. The reason why I'm writing you this letter is to tell you that you have totally changed me. At first I was a sinner.
It wasn't me that changed him, it was the Lord, amen?
Amen.
Because, you know, the Lord is the Word, and the Word is spirit and life, and so when people receive the Word of God when it's preached them, then their lives are changed. It's the Lord that does it, so let the radio audience listen to what else he says.
At first I was a sinner, but through you I have seen my Savior, that is Jesus Christ. Please, I want a request for some of your cassettes and another Bible because a friend of mine needs one. Thank you and God bless you for the good work you are doing. May He bless you to win more souls. Amen.
Amen. And you out there, you need to be partakers of the same work. I see all these TV evangelists saying, be partners with us, you know. Well, it is true if, you know, when you're preaching the true word of God, but if you're tithing to people that are not, they're twisting the word and so on, there's not any blessing for that, but there is a blessing, and you do become one with us in the body of Christ when you're supporting this work. And we've been doing it all along, but we want to reach out more. We want to reach out more and more every day, and it's impossible to do that unless we have somebody, a lot of people out there helping out. Let's all join together to fight the powers of darkness. All right, and where else? What do you have else here? for the radio, the people out in Radio Land to hear.
He says, please, I want to ask you an important question. Is it necessary to baptize twice? Because I have been baptized, but I have sinned against God. If it is necessary, write me, thank you, and God bless you. Andrew from Kumasi, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, well, don't sin anymore, Andrew, because when you sin, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, and he that sinneth is of the devil. And if you didn't know that before, then it was a sin of ignorance, but you're not ignorant anymore. And so, yes, I would be baptized, because it sounds like you really mean business with the Lord now, and that's what you need to do, is to be baptized and to show everybody that you're really back with the Lord, but don't trample the blood of Jesus underfoot any longer. Otherwise, the devil will see that you have been swept and cleaned of all evil spirits. The one that was cast out, he will come back, but because he's walking in dry places. God separated the water from the dry land. He's walking out there, and they don't like it. And so they want to be in where the water, the Holy Spirit, is. And he takes seven more devils, worse than the one that was cast out, in the person. When they see that there's no activity of soul winning or anything, they're just sitting around routine. Those people out there, you people in the radio land, God is not a routine God. I see many people just going through the motions every day as though serving the Lord is routine, and it is not routine. I'm always searching, is there something, and always there is something that I didn't know. I wouldn't know if I wasn't seeking him that I have to do. And so everybody sees me doing different things every day, and they know that I'm not a routine type person. If you're of the Lord, you're not routine either. You are busy about your Father's business. He's not just sitting up there to see you get up and roam around the house with your eyes half closed. And go into the kitchen or the pantry and get a bowl of Wheaties and pour them into a bowl or whatever you consume. And then just get up and then meditate on what you're supposed to do, make up the grocery list or something. That isn't the Lord. That's you. And when I get up, I ask the Lord, what am I supposed to do, Lord? And it'll always be something that I never would have thought of. And if you're a routine type person and you think that's of the Lord, you've been seeing too many movies, is what it is. Too many movies about what a Christian life is. Or you saw, one of these movies about Peter where he's saying, oh, my brethren, God, peace be on you. And so Peter never said it. He said that, there's no private interpretation of the Bible. And he says that the Lord's coming back to earth to burn it up with a fervent heat. You know, the people is preaching today. I mean, I don't believe them. I have to believe that they are there because the Lord said that this kind of person would be around here in the last days. He says, beware of false prophets. He says, in the last days, there'll be lots of them. And in the book, the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, just in that chapter alone, he warns about false prophets, false preachers and teachers in the last days. And that's where you are, folks, out in Radio Land. You're in the last days. Now, you even hear the unsaved people saying that. And they're making all kinds of movies that it's the last day. And I believe that I inspired a lot of these things because the messages that I got and I keep getting are from the Lord. All right? And so, and I'm aware of the different things that are going on in the world. So, keep reading this, do some more. So, wake up and don't be a routine person. Be a person that walks by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Then what?
This one's from Manprovi, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor Alamo, through your great words of inspiration of the Bible, I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior.
See, there's another person now. There's two in a row. And the Bible says that one soul that gets saved is worth more than the entire universe. So you can imagine how highly favored I am in the eyes of the Lord for winning so many millions of souls. How many have you won? Look into the looking glass. Look into the Bible. That's the looking glass, the mirror, to see if you stack up to what you're supposed to be. Well, let's take a look in there. Do you do what the Lord says? If you don't, well, how do you expect to get into the kingdom of heaven? If you don't communicate with him here in this world, it's unlikely that you'd like to be in heaven where he is, and he knows that. And so it's your choice. You have a will. Everyone has a will in their soul. They can choose what they're going to do, if they're going to do what the Lord wants them to do, or if they're just going to be routine, like cops that go to work every morning. They put on their badge, their shirt or their vest with a badge on it. They don't know from one minute to the next that somebody, one of those criminals out there, is going to blow them away. Or none of us have any idea or know for sure whether people are going to blow us away. But one thing I know is I'm saved, and if I get blown away, I'm going to be right in the kingdom of heaven immediately. And so I'm not worried about being blown away. What about you? Do you worry about things like that? The Bible never tells us to worry, does it? Huh?
No.
Wake up, kiddies. Okay, no. Does it say worry without ceasing?
No.
Worry always?
No.
No, it says pray always. Amen?
Amen.
And pray without ceasing. If you did that, then you'd be knowing what to do every minute. You wouldn't be routine anymore. A Casper milk toast or a milk sop, you'd be a vibrant Christian doing what the Lord wants. Well, wouldn't that be nice for me to see? I'd love to see people like that instead of slouching around with their own personality. The Lord wants us to have his personality. And he was vibrant, full of zeal and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Not like zombies that I see in the world. Okay, and then what is this? What is this?
He says, "How great the Lord is, amen." It's from Frank in Mamprobe, Ghana.
Okay, Frank, praise the Lord. Then what else? I will tell Radio Land what else we have here.
Okay, there a lady named Michelle from Baker, Montana called.
Baker, Montana. Well, that's my old stopping grounds. I used to live in Billings for a long time, in Helena, and even Lewistown, and a little town called Windham. Now, Windham makes a small town like Dyer, Arkansas, or Falk, Arkansas, look like a Chicago or something. And Windham is so small that when a bus is going by, they don't even stop with the mail. They just throw it out the door and then close the door, and you have to scramble for it. They have a big twine around it or something. And unless you have a sign saying, "Stop, you know, we want to get on the bus," they don't even stop. So they have a train there called the Galloping Goose. And we used to take that to the fair, which is about 13 miles away in Stanford, Montana. So I know all about Montana. What does this nice Montana lady have to say?
She said she's been looking into Bible colleges to go to.
Don't ever go to a Bible college. That's not walking by the Spirit. None of the prophets went to Bible college. Jesus never did. And neither did any of the disciples or apostles. You're to walk by the Holy Spirit, read the Bible, and study it for yourself. And a lot of universities, I mean top universities, Yale, and I can't remember, there's like at least 40 or 50 universities that use my literature. They have it in their libraries. All right? So, and they say that my literature is higher level than university teaching. It is really, if you really want to know why I say that, I don't have enough time on this program to, but if you call me or write me, I'll do an entire thing for you that shows you why, and I'll give many examples why you should not go to these places, universities, Bible colleges, and all that. I don't know of any of them that turned out to be major soul winners. I know that Billy Graham went to Wheaton, but he also is a devotee of the Vatican, so and he exalts the Pope and thinks of it as a great thing to be in the presence of the popes and presidents, and he's a people pleaser. I know that some people that hear the word that he preaches, they get saved, but that's their faith that gets them saved. And the Lord has called me to tell people the straight and narrow way into the kingdom of heaven. And you will never see me exalting the Pope, or for that matter, any human being, unless they're a soul winner. Then I'm going to say, you know, you have to give double honor to those that rule in the Word. Okay, and what else you have there?
She came home for the holidays and saw brace yourselves in the newspaper.
Who did? The woman in Montana?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of forgot who we were talking about here. Okay, then what?
She said, this is supernatural. She asked for all your literature.
Right, and the that's supernatural, the things that the Lord has given me. But the universities are not supernatural. They're natural. You know what they do? They teach you 10 different ways that you can choose as to what you should believe. That's not supernatural. The Apostle Peter stated that there's only no private interpretation of the Bible. In other words, you can't believe what somebody else believes. There's only one meaning that the Lord gave to all the things that he said in the Bible, and every one of them are supernatural. So go with God. Amen? With God, not the devil. All right, then what else?
She asked for all your literature because she wants to learn how to preach the true gospel.
Right, that's it. Come and move in over here, all you people that really want to serve the Lord and learn the gospel, learn the truth. Or, you know, if you don't can't move in, well, then we'll send you the literature all you want, Bibles. We'll send you Messiah books and all the different things that the Lord gives me. Check out our website. Then what else?
And a lady named Louisa from Friendswood, Texas, saw your literature in the Houston Chronicle. She asked for more. She said the article was wonderful.
Praise the Lord. Yes, it is wonderful because they're from the Lord. I will not preach anything unless it comes from the Lord. Okay, what else?
And there's a letter from Houston, Texas. Pastor Tony Alamo's Ministries, I would like to receive more publications free from Pastor Alamo. I would also like to have his book entitled Messiah. I did so enjoy the pastor's prayer at the beginning of your salvation, your eternal life prayer. It was published in the Houston Chronicle newspaper. It was truly inspirational. I need more of that. Thank you all very much. May God bless you and every one of you that work with the ministry, and God bless Pastor Tony Alamo. Happy holidays, everyone. Connie from Houston, Texas.
And thank all of you out in Radio Land that are praying for us, because while we're constantly being hit by with persecutions and all the trials and tribulations and all these things, but the Lord keeps us strong by your prayers, and also we're able to reach out into the world a lot more when you send in. You have made a decision not to rob God anymore, that you send your finances in here to back us up. What a horrible thing it would be for people to go out when they've got millions of dollars in the bank and they wouldn't let go of it. The Lord made that a contingency for a rich man to go to heaven. He said, sell all that you have and give it to the church. Give it to the poor. And the poor and needy, that's what we're giving the money to. So far, up to this point, we've mostly, almost exclusively, the money that we pay for Bibles and for literature and all the other things that we send out to people, we've earned that money with our own two hands. And there's many people in the church at work, and then they bring the money in so that we can buy Bibles, so we can have them printed. So that we can print Messiah books in all the different languages, and so that we can feed, clothe, and house thousands upon thousands of people. And, you know, it's a burden that we don't mind, because if people don't want the blessing from the Lord, you know, there'll be more stars in our crown. But for your own sake, I'm telling you that the Lord said that you're robbing him if you don't tithe and give offerings. What are you robbing him of? You're robbing him of souls. He died. He gave his life. There isn't anything that is more, that is a greater gift that anyone could pay for people's souls than to give their life for you. And the Lord did that. And how much less would it be that you give some of the money that you've got stashed away? You can't take it with you where you're going. You're not going to take money with you or land or, for that matter, even a T-shirt. Not even a T-shirt or your favorite pair of glasses. You're not going to take that with you. Even the gold or platinum in your teeth you're not going to take with you. Your spirit's going to leave all that behind. Amen?
Amen.
So don't be a Scrooge or a devil that robs the Lord of souls, that which he died for. Okay, well, I've got a message here. I was watching the, quote, hanging, unquote, of Saddam Hussein, who this bin Laden and President Bush used to be in oil business together, and there was many books that I printed that tell that this Saddam Hussein had something to do with it, and that he should have been exposed for some of the things that he was doing wrong, but President Bush did not reveal these things. He wouldn't go the last mile, so a lot of people believe that there was a lot of hanky-panky there. And so, well, anyway, the Lord, after I was watching that on the news this morning, gave me this message. And remember, this is not from me. This is from the Lord. And believe it, if you will. The Lord says, those that believe shall be saved, and those that doubt shall be damned. And you'll say, well, yeah, but that means the gospel. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot in the gospel, in the Bible. Jesus is the entire Word of God, and he tells of all the evil things that are going on earth, and he wants us to preach the whole Bible, not just the four gospels. Because then you go into the book of Acts and the rest of the Bible, and this is pertaining to the church, the body of Christ. And so you have to study that, and then if you study it, you have to do it, and that's what I do. Okay, so go ahead and read, Sharon.
The end of an era.
Now, that's what the media is saying. This is the end of an era. We've hung Saddam Hussein. First of all, we went over there and bombed the country on a pack of lies. And I read Saddam Hussein's website, and he says, I don't know why President Bush keeps saying that I've got weapons of mass destruction when the United States is the only country that has weapons of mass destruction. And that made more sense to me than going over there and bombing them and killing hundreds of thousands of people for nothing. Doesn't that make more sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the hook too now. You said it, okay? Mm-hmm. And what else?
This is all the more reason to call democracy, which started in Rome, the Vatican. It's so hard for people to believe that democracy is dictatorship.
Right. Okay, keep going.
It's not war between the Shiites and the Sunnis, but it's a war between God and Satan for the control of the human soul.
And what it is the Vatican wants to control every country. And so what they do is these presidents that are like President Clinton and also President Bush, both senior and otherwise, and plus FDR, all of them were puppets of the Vatican, and they'll do exactly what the Vatican tells them to do. And they tell them to bomb the countries. Why? So they can take whatever monarchy is in a place there and replace it with somebody that will put in dictatorship, or what they call democracy. And we are the United Nations troops. And anyone that is against democracy or dictatorship for Rome is a weasel to them. So I'm their number one chief weasel. So you know that if they, I mean, they've hired people many times to kill me, to assassinate me. So you know if I ever do get assassinated, it's them. Okay, go ahead.
Crimes against humanity.
Okay, now this is a header. Crimes against humanity. That's why they said that they're going to hang Saddam Hussein because of his crimes against humanity. But what about us bombing all those kids over there? And President Clinton bombed 50 different countries and killed hundreds of millions of people. Isn't that? And then also he is the one that stated for him to kill those Christians over at Waco. Isn't that crimes against humanity?
Yes.
Why? Because this man is living in Iraq. Why does he get hanged? I don't know any sins against humanity. All I know is what the Satan's mouth says, which is the propagandists, the media. They are able to make your little baby look like Hitler come back in the flesh. Because they contrive the news. It's just not real. And, you know, even the landing on the moon, sometimes I doubt that because even the movies, what do they call that, Star Trek, that looks real too. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
It even looks more real than what they had. They made it look real primitive, you know. Okay, then what?
What if it was our country?
What if it's our country that some guy overseas or some Japanese or some other maniac from some other country came over here and they really had weapons of mass destruction. They started bombing us. And shouldn't they hang for, and what about Clinton? Why come in? He's not been hanged. I mean, are we immune from the law? They used to say nobody's above the law. What about Bush and Clinton and all these people? Like if I was in the White House, which I don't want to be, but I could sure do a lot better job, I would be impartial, completely, not partial to anybody. If Bush, if Clinton ever did that, I would have him hanged. They say, well, we don't believe in the death penalty. Yes, you do. Not the death penalties to somebody. You know, they're giving more time to people for just doing nothing. Do you know how many letters I get in here from people that are in prison that never did anything, such as myself? I know the news media is a pack of devils because they said about the same thing about me as they said about Saddam Hussein. Now, maybe he did do all these things, but then on the other hand, maybe he didn't. Maybe that's just the news media. Let's see some proof. And not from the One Worlders or Vatican people. I would really like to send somebody over there and ask questions to all those Shiites and the other group of people. Okay, what else?
The Japanese wanted to surrender to us.
Yeah, that's just been recently come out. They were saying, we don't want war. We want to surrender. And then somebody from the Vatican went over there and hyped them up and said, if you bomb Pearl Harbor, that'll scare the tar out of the American people and there won't be any war. And so they says, now they want war. America wants war and so does Russia. They hate you. And they're fighting to find out who's the first one to bomb Japan. And so they incited the Japs to go overseas, over to Pearl Harbor and bomb them. They thought they were doing a great service. Just like we thought we were doing a great service to bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki with two atomic bombs, killing hundreds of thousands of little babies and children that never did anything wrong, and men and women that were old people and pitiful and had nothing to do with these manipulations of the Vatican, of Satan's cult. Then what?
The Japanese wanted to surrender to us, but our country would not let them.
They would not. FDR said no, and the Russians said no. We want to bomb them. We want to kill. Kill, because the Vatican was telling them, we want to kill. We have to take over. We have to have a good reason to kill to go in and invade Japan and Germany. We want the one world power. We want to be over the Japs and over the Germans and over the Iraqis and Iran. We want to be over Israel. Okay, then what?
They wanted war.
Oh, yes. Okay, then what?
So this sent a message to the Japanese people that they better defend themselves or die. The U.S. could have avoided December 7th Pearl Harbor, but we tricked Japan because the Vatican wanted to bring their democracy into that part of the world. I remember when I was in grade school, the propaganda that went on was unreal. When I look back, it was unreal. The Nazi propagandists in our country were calling the Japanese the little slant-eyed bastards, etc. In order to get war going, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, knew our men were going to get killed, but he was a one-world democracy believer.
A Vatican. He did whatever the Pope wanted. Then what?
His orders came from the Vatican. It was code, quote, quiet, keep your mouth shut, FDR, or else, quote. Is the Vatican really the mother of every abomination on earth? Yes, they are.
God says so. The Bible says so. Then what? And if you don't believe that, then you are like Eve, that don't believe God. Then what?
The Vatican conned Germany by propaganda into war against everyone. They're maniacs. They were so inflamed by propaganda, the news media, that they were openly burning and gassing Jews to death and took photos of the whole scene. What the Vatican hates the most is God, God's people, especially God's word. Anytime you hear the media, which is the mouth of Satan, bad-mouthing anyone, I would give odds that the people they are bad-mouthing in most cases are okay. The reason I know this is because they said the same thing about me and continue saying the same things about me as they said about the Japanese and the Germans.
They actually had people, police going from, or Vaticanites going from one police department to the other in this country saying that Susie and I were communists. Pinkos. And then later they started saying we were mind controllers and brainwashers. And then they started saying that we were holding people prisoners, when in reality we don't have any jails, bars, we don't have any ropes or chains to hold people. People come because they want to. And if they don't want to, that's fine with us. I'd rather let them stay at home and serve the Lord because I don't have a daddy complex where I have to build homes for people and I have to feed them and clothe them and house them, and then I'm going to keep them captive so I can do that. You know, come on, get real, you people out there. You believe that garbage? If you believe that, then you're going to believe that the Vatican is a church instead of a Satan's cult. Then what else?
It's a put-on.
Yes, they also said that I had tunnels. And that I use voodoo and hoodoo and what other kind of do. Nothing like that is going on over here. And that now it's gotten so bad, they're saying that they got me as worse than Hitler. That I'm having sex with little girls and that I'm a child molester and that I'm you name it, that I'm a pedophile and all that. How could I put out this kind of literature and as much of it as I do all day long and want to do anything so evil as that? I mean, you have to be sick in your mind to believe anything like that. Just anything you hear on the news media about me, just know that it's false. Because there's all kinds of people that come to the church. Our churches are wide open to the whole world. Come in and see if we believe that way. And that we were dangerous and that we were going to tell people that they should commit suicide. I tell people that if you commit suicide, you're going straight to hell. We're the last people that would ever tell people to commit suicide. And also, there's so many lies that they told you. You just eat up all your time to preach about Jesus, to try to cover all the lies. It's just impossible. And these are perverts. They're satanic people that believe anything like that. There's something wrong with them. And they know, the Vatican knows how much people love to listen to smut on people. They know that you just love to hear it. Just love to hear it. That's why all those rag sheets, those magazines in the grocery stores, they sell so much. Larry Hagman, who was a friend of mine, I hope he still is, told me that he sued one of them for, and he made it, got $500,000 of them. I said, well, why did they do that? What did they say about you? He says, he came real close to me. He says, they told everybody that I took little birds and nailed them to trees while they were still alive. And I says, my God, I mean, you know, they just got to do something. They have to say something, because these whoremongers are just out for the buck to sell newspapers, and they take no mercy on people that are Christians or even movie stars and, you know, actors and people that are in the public eye. Okay, then what else, Sharon?
They've burned up the Reichstag building in Germany.
Yeah, that was their, like, White House in Germany. The Germans actually blew it up, just like we actually blew up the World Trade Center and blamed it on Iraq so that we could go over there and invade Iraq for the Vatican to make it democratic, which really is, that's just one of the Roman Catholics' words for dictatorship. They always give us a reason to go take over some country. All of a sudden, somebody we never heard of is another devil. This guy is, we got to kill him because of his sins against humanity. The actual Vatican is the one that's burned people at the stakes and murdered all those people in, all those Jews in Germany and started all these wars. They're the mother of every abomination on earth, God said. Okay, then what?
The Germans did it themselves, but propaganda made everyone believe it was Poland. It made the Germans so angry, it made them want to rule the world.
And they wanted to take over Poland, and that's when they went in. They made the people so angry at Poland that they went in there and murdered people. By the thousands, hundreds of thousands, the media covers up all the people that were killed. And you listen to the media, I mean, you've got a, you know, you're not very well informed. Okay, then what else?
They blamed the Polish Jews. They said the Jews opened up big supermarkets and super malls, which took away the quaint, old-fashioned little shops.
In Germany. And then what?
That's because of the Jews.
That was all because of the Jews, that they opened up big malls and stuff and took the charm away from Germany. Then what?
Germany had lost its charm, its beauty. Crimes against humanity. The Vatican is hell-bent to rule every country. The Vatican's idea to do this is what they call democracy. But if you pay close attention, you will see that democracy is dictatorship. Satan and his church government media get their kicks out of making the people of the world believe what they say about different rulers, different people. Of course, Satan, his church, government, and media are going to make everyone that is good look bad.
Well, what is his church? His church is Rome. The Bible says that that's Satan's seat, where the great red dragon, the devil, sits. He sits there in the city of the seven mountains. And you can tell that he dictates the government. We're living under Roman canon law right now, and that's why I said the other day to go to the Bible bookstores and get a copy of Roman canon law. And I mean, if you are intelligent, you're going to be amazed. They did it in stealth. They did it over a period of many years, and it's now to the head where everybody could see that it's a Satan's church, government, and media. And why is that? Because of what they're doing. Satan has been cast down to earth, and he's full of wrath because his time is short. He knows he's going to burn in hell. And all you people that believe in him rather than God. And that's why the Lord has sent me into the world, because I've got enough of God in me to where I'll tell you the truth. And, you know, you should support us, because I can get this message to the entire world if we had more funds than what we have. But we're doing the best we can over here with what we have. Then what else? The Lord wants you to not rob him. He wants you, the whole world, to hear these messages. Then what else?
Satan, his church, government, and media are going to make everyone that is good look bad. They do that so easily because of their control of the news media. They even stoop so low that they don't want anybody to be the leader of a born-again Christian church. They have to try to make an attempt to destroy the likeness and image of God. People like myself that preach the truth and tell people that the Lord requires a life of self-denial, which means to not be involved in the evil things in the world, such as being linked with the Vatican, the world government, and the media.
Yeah, that's why they killed David Koresh, is because he's with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and they're anti-Catholic. The Mormon Church is anti-Catholic, and that's why they persecuted them for years. I am definitely anti-Satan. And if you're not anti-Satan, if you're anti-Satan, you're going to be anti-Vatican, because they're anti-Christ. Then what?
They manipulated the people of the world to hate the Japanese, but the cat is out of the bag. The Japanese wanted peace, but the Vatican didn't want peace.
They wanted to take the country over, to rule it. Then what else?
They wanted to rule Japan with their democracy. And if they would be
dictatorship, yeah. Then what else?
And if they would be ruled by democracy, well, the Vatican would make them a powerful money-making country.
Yeah, if they'll just comply with the Vatican, they'll give you the car industry. They took it from the United States and put it over there through the unions. How does that work? Well, they raise the price of labor here so high, even the janitor's getting $20, $30 an hour. Can you imagine giving a janitor $20, $30 an hour? And they get angry at me because I pull the lid off of that kind of garbage. Well, of course, they can build cars cheaper than us. It's over there in Japan and other countries, they work for a bowl of rice and a dollar every day. There's no labor unions over there. There's no Department of Labor over there. And so that flushed all the industry of the United States overseas. Even all the televisions and all those kind of things, the CDs and the DVDs and all that's being built over there because they don't pay wages to anybody. Very low wages in China. Our whole clothing industry is over there now. They want to break the back of America, and they've done it while you people were sleeping. And then they brought drugs into the United States to where everybody's so dopey that they don't even know or care what's happening to them. And it was the president of the United States. Even Clinton was in on that mess. But the press, you think that they're going to say anything about it? And we sent pictures of the Waco situation where it shows the federal government going in and killing their own people over there. And they turned around and blamed it on the people at the Branch Davidian. They're Seventh-day Adventists. They're like Christians. If they had guns and they were using them, then of course that's not of the Lord. But, you know, that was their doctrine. We don't have guns. We don't have anything like that. Then what else? Right?
The Vatican would make them a powerful money-making country, of course.
And they did that because they went to this peace talk, and they said, now look, you guys, if you don't retaliate against us, we're going to make you billionaires, all right? And that's the peace conference. And the Vatican did that. If you'll just let the Vatican and democracy come into Japan. They said the same thing with Germany. They said the same thing with, they're saying the same thing with Iraq. They didn't do anything wrong. There was no weapons of mass destruction, but the Vatican wanted it for themselves. The devil wants to rule everything before he gets cast into hell, so that it gives him some kind of a sardonic satisfaction. Okay, then what else?
The Vatican would make them a powerful money-making country, of course, if they would submit themselves to a Vatican government.
The democracy. Then what else? Another dictatorship.
Satan's propagandists call the news media. How do you fight an organization that keeps saying that you are wicked, that you are like Hitler, that you are a mass murderer? Well, they would do that to you until you are dead if you won't bow down to Roman canon law or democracy.
But if you will do that, well, then you're one of their friends. And you're a person that if you bomb 50 countries like Clinton, bomb a bunch of little pitiful men, women, and children over at Waco, you're immune. Because the Vatican makes you immune if you're a devil like them. I see my time is up. This really sickens me. I'm going to do another tape right after this to pull the lid off this bunch of angleworms, worse than angleworms, these devils. So those of you that want to be in the know, keep listening to the program because every day it's getting stronger and stronger. Now, those of you that love to be saved and not be a follower of Satan, say this prayer. I mean, the Lord will give you everlasting life immediately. Father, say it to him now. Father, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord for saving my eternal soul. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, tell them for the radio land there, four different ways that they can receive a copy of this tape or CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, so as I promised, here I am doing the best I can for Susie with J.D. Sumner and Sam So High.
Come in the door.